You may have heard this story today about a couple from Perryville, Missouri, who bought a camcorder, a Sony camcorder, at a Best Buy store in Ellisville, took the box home, opened it up, looked inside. There was no camcorder in there.
No.
There was a jar of spaghetti sauce. They went back to the store and tried to figure out what had happened there. The store didn't know what had happened, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's now some resolution to this story. But before we get to that, I've invited Melissa Rittenberg to join me here this afternoon here on KMOX and talk about it. Melissa and Jim are the ones who bought this camcorder. Actually, the second camcorder you bought, right, Melissa?
Yes, it would have been the second, yes.
You bought one for about $600 about a week and a half ago down in Cape Girardeau.
Uh-huh.
And then was it you were up here for Thanksgiving visiting family in Ellisville?
Uh-huh, yeah. Jim's parents live in Fenton, so we were up for Thanksgiving with his aunt and uncle, and he decided to bring the camera with him to see if he could find one that may have better quality. And there's my two-year-old screaming in the background.
Of course.
Anyway, he decided to go ahead and exchange the camera for a better quality. Of course, it was more expensive. And the one that he initially got was JVC, and this one was a Sony that he exchanged it for. And he didn't open the box until we get to his parents' house and found nothing that resembled the camera. Nothing in there was what should have been.
Inside, you found a jar of spaghetti sauce and mm-hmm. and some other stuff, like some junk, right?
Exactly. An outside outlet cover and a telephone cord was wrapped in there. So when the salesperson picked it up and brought it to the front of the store and handed it to Jim, and he carried it from the store to his car and then from the car, it felt legitimate. And even as they were opening the box, it looked okay. It didn't look like it was tampered with in any way until he opened the box and realized, obviously, there was something wrong.
So the box was sealed when you got it, right, when Jim
correct.
Bought it?
Correct. There were two seals on it. One was a smaller Sony seal. I'm not sure the color of it because it was covered up with a bigger store seal. Gosh, I don't even know what it says on there. 15% restocking fee, I think, if you return that item.
Mm-hmm.
And that was placed over the Sony sticker. When you peeled back both stickers, the Sony sticker should have torn the front of the box off of there, but it didn't, almost as if that stickiness of that piece of tape were gone, not there. So that to us looked like it was tampered with. You know, we went into the store to tell them about it, and they just kind of looked at us like we were totally making it up and said essentially that we would have to take it up with Sony because it was not something that could have possibly happened in the store.
So they essentially felt that you guys must be trying to rip them off.
Absolutely. That was the total feeling that I got. And I said, why would you believe me? How can we prove to you that we did not do it?
How can we prove to you that we don't actually have your camcorder at home?
Right.
Exactly. Exactly.
How did you do that? What could you do?
We couldn't. There was no way that we could, you know, we have no proof. We have no proof, and you don't know us. You know, if it were people that knew us, they would know that we don't do things like this.
Mm-hmm.
And we assumed, I guess, at that point that they would call Best Buy headquarters. Best Buy headquarters had not been notified of this until Friday after we contacted a TV station in Cape Girardeau, KFES 12.
Mm-hmm.
And Holly Brantley had notified or contacted Best Buy headquarters, and that was the first that they heard about it, which was just amazing to us.
Paul Harris in the studio with Carol Daniel and Kevin Wheeler, and on the phone with Melissa Rittenberg. She and her husband Jim bought a camcorder at Best Buy in Ellisville, took the box home, discovered that there was no camcorder inside there. Instead, there was a jar of pasta sauce and some junk, a phone cord and an outlet cover that were inside there. They went back to the store, told the store about this, and the store kind of looked at him and said, what do you think, we're idiots? We know what you did. You kept the camcorder and you put this junk in there, and now you want to get another free one. And I can absolutely understand that reaction, as I'm sure you can, Melissa, but I also understand your frustration in trying to prove to them what that was. So anyway, we ended the story, or stopped the story, with you about to go to some Best Buy regional people, right?
Yeah.
What happened there?
Okay. Actually, we had not contacted Best Buy headquarters that night because we assumed that they would contact them themselves.
All right, the TV reporter from down in the Cape did that.
Yes, they contacted them, and that was the first they heard of it was Friday. And then the first we actually heard from Best Buy was yesterday at 4 o'clock, which was 5 days after the incident had happened.
And what did they tell you?
That we're looking into the situation. We don't have a resolution yet, but we're looking into the situation. And see, at the time, my husband talked to them. He didn't know that Sony called me and said that Sony actually called yesterday at 1 o'clock after after Associated Press got a hold of the story and decided to make it right by sending out the camera. So they're overnighting the camera to arrive at our house tomorrow. And
then you're going to open up that box, put in some spaghetti sauce, send it back to him and say, hey!
That's right. And I hope that my warranty is good at that point.
Oh, you didn't buy one of those extended warranties, did you?
Yes, we did. Oh. With sauce. And we bought a camera bag with it.
And a camera bag. So I'm curious about how Best Buy thinks they can go and figure out what happened there.
What I'd like to know is, did they start an internal store investigation that night? Because if they didn't, then that's more or less saying that we were lying.
Right.
You know, I want to know if they did actually go open the boxes like they said they would, or if they even looked at the security cameras that evening. That's what I would like to know, because, if they didn't, then that's more or less saying that they didn't treat us seriously at all.
All right, Melissa. Now, when I told Carol about this story earlier before the show started today, we were talking about it, and she said, but what kind of person doesn't open up that box in the store?
And Paul raised his hand.
Yeah,
after spending $1,600, Melissa, let me ask you this. Did your husband go on his own to get this?
He did.
So you weren't with him?
No, I was not. I was down the street getting a massage.
But
smart.
That's a nice start to your Thanksgiving weekend. But Melissa, even if you had been with him, would you have opened up that box in the store to make sure the camcorder was inside?
Probably not.
I wouldn't.
Probably not. And I bet
if you
took a survey, you would find that most of your customers don't.
No. And you know, here's the funny thing about it. Today, because I've been here at the station all day long, and I got my lunch from this restaurant that's downstairs, Max and Irma's. I called down, and I ordered a chicken sandwich with nothing on it and a side of fries. And they said, okay, it'll be 20 minutes. And so 20 minutes later, I go down there, and I pick it up, and they give me the bag, and it's in that little styrofoam container. And I do open that up, and I look inside, because I've had food orders that didn't come out right. And everybody, you know, you've had that at a fast food drive-thru or wherever.
Yes, and you are absolutely right, but I guess a camcorder doesn't fulfill your immediate needs like food does.
Well, no, but even more than that, and Carol is shocked that I wouldn't do it or that you wouldn't do it, and she says she would. You know, when I go into a store and I buy a boxed product,
yes,
I
assume
that what's
in the box is what you, yes.
Exactly.
See,
yes.
But Melissa and Paul, my husband is the one who's probably trained me to do this. Because with your camcorder, there was a cord, there might have been attachments, there may have been software, and I open up everything.
So you're saying if you go in and buy a big computer in a huge box, you're going to open the entire thing and look at, that's great.
I
think that you'll find most Americans probably.
I'm sure you're right. He will, or at least the person checking you out. I mean, the store. Let's take it from this angle. If Best Buy had done that, if it was a company policy to say, If our customers are spending $1,600, we better make sure that they are getting what they paid for.
That's right. And that was our whole thing in the beginning, is we need to let the customers know that when they walk out of the store with that box, it's theirs, if they haven't looked at it in the store. And I think that it's not only consumer awareness, just to protect those companies.
I would think.
But that'll slow down the lines, and then in me buying my CD, I'll get mad and go somewhere else.
No, there has to be another place where you go.
Yeah.
Somewhere,
separate desk.
Somewhere between the cashier and the guy who has to give you the little punch mark on your receipt. You know, the one right before the door at Best Buy that he always has to verify that you have that. And all, of course, he's doing is verifying that you have the box. He doesn't know what's inside that box either.
That little punch mark makes no sense.
Well, I'm glad that there was almost a happy resolution of this. I say almost because you haven't gotten the box from Sony yet. You don't know what's in it.
We haven't gotten the box. And our other concern is that our extended warranty, the receipt, is for the previous the box of spaghetti sauce.
Oh, yeah.
A serial number on it. So that's still an issue we need to take up with Best Buy.
Have you used the spaghetti sauce?
Absolutely not.
You don't know what's in it.
That crazy to do something like that. What did they do to this? What they put in there?
Toss that baby right away.
I think they need to go through their own records and find out. And by the way, since it's all computerized, they could probably go back and find out who did buy and then return that model of that Sony camcorder to that store, and they should be able to track down who that was.
Okay. Well, that's interesting that you say that, because it just reminded me of a phone call that I got today from a guy who used to work at Best Buy in St. Louis. And see, that's what they said when we walked into the store, is that they had the tracking on that particular box and that it was not returned. It was not a return box, they said. This guy calls me from St. Louis. He used to work for Best Buy. He said that there's no way that Best Buy could track a box like that. He said it's impossible. So he said that they must have been lying to you by saying that they track that specific box.
Really? Because I would think with inventory control and all that sort of stuff, maybe they can't track a specific box. Maybe they can only track certain models, and maybe they have six of those in the store. But they should be able to know whether or not something was returned.
I would think that this guy sounded like he knew what he was talking about. I didn't write all the details. He just left a message on my voicemail, but he said that they do not track items by the item serial number.
Well, Melissa, I have the world's most intelligent audience, and we will find out from them whether or not that's true here in just a moment.
Good.
I thank you very much for your time, and I hope this does come to a happy resolution for you. Thanks for telling your story today.
Thank you.
Melissa Rittenberg here on the Paul Harris Show on News Talk 1120 KMOX. All right, we have a listener who used to work at that Best Buy in Ellisville. Jason, welcome to KMOX. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you doing today?
Good. So we just had Melissa Rittenberg on telling the story of her husband, Jim, buying a Sony camcorder for $1,600, doesn't open the box until he gets home, and when he does, inside there's a jar of pasta sauce and some junk besides that in there, but no camcorder. They took it back, and there's really no way to prove that there was this mistake, and of course the people in Best Buy were a little suspicious, but in the end it turns out Sony is sending them a new camcorder. But the question is, what could they have done or what could the store done to verify their story? Do you know?
Well, there's absolutely nothing they can actually do. It's a common phenomenon. We call it rocks in the box in the electronics retail world. It happens all the time. People always bring things. They buy it in the box. The serial number is always on the outside of the box. There's a few items like the PlayStation 3, the Xbox 360 that will actually have the scannable serial number through a little clear window on the outside of it. But other than that, there's no way to verify a SNN number for any particular product.
So there's no way for the store to say, oh, yes, this box has been purchased and returned before, and that must be when something happened and it was resealed by another customer, and they're the ones who ripped us off?
That's absolutely what they're going to say every single time. There's the inventory control in almost every electronics chain is only counting box and not verifying anything through that SNN number.
So there's no way to verify this particular piece of merchandise, where it went, what happened to it, et cetera.
Zero chance.
All right. If you were the clerk or the manager of that Best Buy, how would you have handled this?
Well, I'd probably handle it very similar to what has happened. Again, you would take into account the person that was doing it. A lot of retail chains do take phone numbers on it, on what they call a no history return or a strange history return, on being able to take a product back that wouldn't normally be taken back underneath the parameters of their return policy.
But if somebody buys something one day at a store, even if they've never bought anything before in that store, they buy it and they bring it back the next day and say, hey, I didn't get what I wanted, don't you have to kind of write that off as a loss for the company and say, you know what, we're going to try to keep this customer happy?
Well, a lot of times the manager will make that decision, and that's often the route that they will go. And it all depends on the store location. So, you know, I hate to say that it's just one manager's decision against another. This could have happened before to that particular store during the same cycle, and they're looking out for it. But other than that, you know, I would have probably made a very similar decision.
All right, Jason, I'm glad you called. Thanks for the information.
Okay.